All right, podcast here. You're listening, right? It's Howard Stern here. And I got to tell you, I mean, Robin, I'm not really into podcasts.
Well, that's like all those people who used to be on cable access. Yeah. They thought they were
on TV. They would pay a company to put my TV. Hey, look, I'm on TV. No, you're not on TV. I mean, yeah, you're on TV, but nobody gives a shit about you.
But Trenton Waves, it's not a podcast. This is a friggin' experience. Frank and Christina Sasso are the best. The best thing since Transcendental Meditation.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
So, you know how when something happens that's not necessarily good, it sometimes acts as motivation for you?
Oh, yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I just want to share this, just putting this out there. I'm not even mentioning any names.
Okay.
People would know, and if they don't know, they don't know, but they'll get the idea. Okay. Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg.
Yes.
Okay. She's our South Ward councilwoman.
Yes.
First Latina female councilwoman.
Well, Latina is a female.
All right. The first.
A Latino is a male.
All right. The first.
Yes.
Latina councilwoman.
Yes.
Ever.
Yes. Councilperson.
And the first female ever to be representing the South Ward.
Yes.
So two.
So it's a double whammy.
It's a double whammy.
Yes.
Okay. So Jenna's opponent. We all know who.
Do we have an opponent yet?
Yeah. This person announced that he's running.
Oh, I thought he would.
I'll use his pronoun. So his pronoun.
Listen, his pronoun. There's only two.
So he announced he's running.
Yeah.
Everybody has a right to run. Good,
yeah, yeah.
Good
That's
for you.
Makes, that makes it, it's like competition.
Absolutely.
It makes it interesting. It makes it good.
Right. So last year, you know, we were talking about this guy on the air.
Yes.
We're just saying. Who could that be?
now no one knows who it is.
Right. No one has any idea who we're talking
about.
Right. Okay. Very mysterious. Well, no one listens to this show, so don't worry about it.
That's right.
So
19 people. That's it.
Only 19. Yeah. Right. 19 people. Hardcore listeners. We have 19 listeners. And so let me know what I did. I went to this guy's house. I apologized to him.
Okay.
I apologized. I said, hey, man, I wasn't doing
anything.
And
you meant it.
And I did mean it. I totally meant it. Right. Then I see him at one of the places we go to in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a gentleman with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, yeah, cool, okay. And then I find, and he starts talking about me.
Oh,
my God,
dear.
You know, here we go. You know what?
But that's okay.
And you know what? Fine. I'm just saying all that to say this. At Trenton Waves, we back Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg.
Yes, we do.
She is our choice.
Yes.
And so much so that our beloved songwriter listener sent us another song. You remember that first song?
Oh,
the
I
good
still love
people
it.
Of Trenton.
I wish you could rework that with that those lyrics.
Yeah, even those names, they're all gone.
They're gone and forgotten.
But he sent us another song.
Ooh.
And we're going to debut it right now.
Yay.
In the heart of Trenton, where the spirit's always high, there's a hero rising, reaching for the sky. Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg is the name you ought to know. Bringing change to the South Ward, only watch her as she grows. She's the first Latina councilwoman, hear her story unfurl. For the people of the South Ward, Jenna is a guiding bird.
I love it. It's very catchy. I always want to do like a music video to it.
I love the end. Vote for Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg.
It's a long name. He did an excellent job squeezing that in.
Two notes.
Yeah, so we endorse Jenna.
Oh my God.
Figueroa Kettenberg.
Right.
She's doing a fantastic job. So why would I even think about switching?
I know.
She's responsive. She gets back to you. She gets done what she needs to get done. She points you in the right direction if she can't help you.
Right.
That's what a council person is supposed to do. She shows up for stuff. She shows up for the job.
She shows every, up for council meetings.
She shows up for the job every day. Right. And she lives, works, and plays in the city
and
of Trenton, New Jersey.
She does not have an easy life, I got to tell you.
Well, no, she's a busy girl outside of that. That's another reason to vote for her, because busy people get stuff done.
Right. I'm just saying, a lot of people would fold if they had to deal with what she has to deal with.
I know. It's a, yeah.
And I'm talking about Genesis only. I'm just talking about a boyfriend.
You're just talking about Genesis.
Right.
Who's also that a guy. Great guy.
So listen, dude, that was an amazing job on that song,
yes,
once again.
Thank you. He's a very talented guy.
Here's what, in the next episode, we're going to give all your information out, so people who want a jingle written, which you've actually written another jingle for our show, Your Valuable Home, which is on our network. I say our show because it's on the network. Scams and Shakedown, the Bad Guy Bulletin. That's
bad
what it
guy
was.
Bulletin, right. Right.
They love that. It's the third week of every month. Yeah, so it's official. We're backing Jenna. That's it.
Yeah.
You have any questions about where we stand? Now you know.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Don't bring any signs to our house.
Yeah.
And don't petition dead people.
Here's the other thing. I don't think there's ever an issue with knowing where we stand. If you question where I stand, ask me.
Yeah.
And exactly. I will freely tell you where I stand on everything.
Just be forewarned.
Yes.
Because she will tell you where we
stand. I will tell you.
All right, you hear that?
So you might not like it.
So now, opponent, now you're not getting in, okay? All right, all right.
Before we came here, we brought our guest over to Slam and Brew.
Slam
so
and
right
brew.
Now I have a delicious cappuccino in front of me. So we've got cappuccino, latte, and just a plain old coffee.
That's right. That's all he wanted. He wanted. Look, listen, he's a regular Joe who wanted his Joe regular. And
all right.
So
just a little plug.
Yeah, Slam and Brew. You got to love them.
Gotta love them.
They got a great crew over there.
Yes.
Slammin' Crew at Slammin' Brew.
Right. I have some shout outs.
Oh, okay.
I want to welcome Rancho Taquiera to our neighborhood.
Yes.
Literally our neighbor up the block. We can walk there. Not that I will ever betray my darlings at El Chapin, who I love, but it's always nice to have a new restaurant in town for some options.
Correct.
They made the building look beautiful. They have beautiful signage. They have
gorgeous signs.
They have a full bar and they have a backyard patio that you can enjoy when the weather is warmer or cooler. It's going to be Mexican food. It's actually open as we speak.
They open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every single day except Wednesdays.
I'm so happy you're here. Thank you for investing in the city of Trenton.
554 Lamington Street. What else you got? Another shout out?
Well, this is a shout out to our friends in Brunswick, Georgia.
Hey, Brunswick, Georgia. What's up?
Brunswick is our sister city in Georgia. We've decided that. I don't care how they feel about it. And they go through the same issues we do here in Trenton, but they are rocking it down on Newcastle Street.
They are.
I want to shout out to Brandon at Newcastle Wine.
What's going on, Bray? Brandon, thank you so much for taking the time with me to do that tasting. That was amazing.
Frank sat with Brandon one night while I was talking to other friends of ours that we just met that night. They were doing their own little tasting.
It was so good. It was
talking
so
about
good.
Wet leaves and berries and all this other stuff.
Right.
He is so passionate about wine. He's got a beautiful space, very low key, very relaxed, but he knows what he's doing. And he will steer you in the right direction for any wine.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Crest building up and running, beautiful apartments that you can rent for short term or long term.
Javier.
We've got Javier with his new enterprise,
Shroglow.
It's called Shroglow because the owners are also from Schroeder's Market and the spot is on Gloucester Street. So that's the name.
I don't know why you have such a problem with this.
Because I want to call him Shlomo.
No, don't say Shlomo.
I know it's not Shlomo.
It's not that at all.
It's not a Jewish deli.
Right. It's not that.
Although we could use a Jewish deli.
Shro, as in Schroeder's.
Shro.
It's a play on south of Gloucester.
I know. Shlo.
No, there's no L. There's no L.
Shroglow.
Shro?
There's an L in glow, and that's what...
But that's Gloucester.
I know. Well, we went there Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
First of all, they have a great happy hour menu.
Unbelievable.
For drinks.
Unbelievable.
And food. Mm-hmm. And they have jazz bands come in.
They
have spoken word come in.
Comedy.
They have comedy nights. And they're in an area. They're pushing through, pushing down. into the hood.
They're getting closer to our house.
That's what I'm liking. Yeah. I'm liking that.
They're getting closer to Latitude.
Another new business opening. And Daddy Kate's. Shout out to Daddy Kate's. Open up once again after their flood.
It's about time. So now you can tell everybody that the coffee is the flavor.
The coffee's the flavor.
The coffee's the flavor. Remember that, Daddy Kate's?
And I want to shout out to Schroeder's Market.
Right.
The best quiche I have ever had.
Now, don't tell Terry West that, because Terry West gave us a quiche.
Well, his was homemade, which was, of course, that wonderful.
So the best commercial quiche.
I have to say the best quiche I've ever had.
Terry's?
I'm sorry, but yes. Yes, it was very good. Oh, my God, the crust, it's so creamy and cheesy, wonderful.
Terry, I loved your quiche, my man. I loved it.
I also want to shout out to the public library. What a beautiful library to hang out in. When Frank was doing his stuff that he had to do.
Oh, yeah, we'll share about that.
We'll tell you that.
We'll share that story. Wow.
I sat in the library reading magazines. What else is open downtown?
And I called you to tell you I was okay. I'm coming back now.
Yes, yes. Oh, what am I forgetting? Your favorite place that you're obsessed with.
All right, listen. I'm going to stop you.
Okay.
Listen to me. I want you to sit down. Whatever you're doing, if you're driving, pull over. Just pull over. Put the hazard lights on for a second. There's a place called Vampire Penguin. I swear to God, you've got to Google it and find the one that's nearest you and go there now. Not tomorrow. Not after lunch. Now. You need to go to this place. It's not ice cream. It's not ices. It's not Italian ice. It looks like...
It's not shaved ice.
It's not shaved ice. It looks like cake, but it's snow.
Ice. It's like snow.
And this is the only yellow snow I do encourage you to eat, because I need more now. And then there's one in Flemington, I found out.
Oh. But listen, I'm saying the one on Brunswick on Newcastle, brand new business, is the best one I've had so far. And we've now been trying them because Frank is obsessed.
Dessert. I don't need any other dessert. I don't need it.
And here's the thing. It's mostly water.
It's 75 calories.
Well, depending on which one you get. Because then you can get it with chocolate. You can get it with ice cream. You can get it.
Those people, no.
But it is amazingly delicious.
Get the genuine one. And if you want the Barbles, are they called Barbles?
Bobos.
Bobos?
Yes.
They called Bobos? Yes. It's like these little balls.
Bobas.
Right? Oh, balls of happiness.
It's called Bobas.
Bobas?
B-O-B-A.
Do you know this place? You know Vampire Penguin?
They sell them all
over.
Know,
like the bubble tea.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What? You know about this?
Bubble tea, yeah.
It's not tapioca.
They look like huge caviar.
Or blueberries, depending what color, but they pop in your mouth.
Oh, the blueberry bobas with the lemon Vampire Penguin. Oh, my God in heaven.
I still like the creamsicle. That was my favorite so far.
The lemon with the blueberry bobos.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Vampire penguin. So good. But just those are just a few. And of course, the place that has a place really special in my heart, Reed's Apothecary.
Of course. That's why we bought property there.
That's what turned me on to Brunswick. Still out there, still doing a great job. Food and drinks. Amazing happy hour.
Hey,
so
Buck.
These are just a few of the fun places that are open in Brunswick. So if you're driving anywhere down south, if you're heading to Florida, you must stop in Brunswick.
Stop in Brunswick, right off 95. Stop downtown Brunswick. And listen, Brunswick people, Podcastia, if you're in Georgia right now, we are going to be launching a new podcast called Brunswick Waves, which is going to be the sister podcast of Trenton Waves.
Do you hear that, Mayor Crosby?
Yeah, Mayor Crosby. Wait, how listen, are you ducking me, man?
You're the coolest mayor in town.
Yeah.
Well, you're the only mayor in town.
You're the only mayor in town.
I wouldn't say you're cooler than Reed.
No.
Mayor Reed Gussiera.
We don't mean Reed's Apothecary. We mean Mayor Reed Gussiera in Trenton.
Right.
Because he's the only mayor in this town, believe it or not. Right. Believe it or not, he's the only one we got.
He's the only mayor, and we love him.
And you have that in common with him.
Yes, you're the only mayor in Brunswick.
You're the only mayor in Brunswick. Like, what's up with that?
Anyway, those were my shout-outs.
Right. All right, well, that's fantastic. Okay, so this is a couple of maybe 2 years in the making, this interview.
A couple of 2 years?
A couple
is
of
that 4 years?
Years? That's 4 years. That's very good. This is 4 years ago. We were walking around South Warren Street. Be quiet over there. I haven't even introduced you yet.
I don't remember this at all, but go ahead.
You were right next to me, but I'm not surprised.
Was it a first Friday?
Yes, it was.
Had I been to Smokehouse first?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's why I don't remember.
You were probably drunk.
I was not drunk.
You were probably spent or gone.
I was, had probably one drink and I was dancing. I think I actually dancing.
Had you, I think you were on my back. I was carrying you.
Oh, please, no.
And you were sleeping.
Soundly. Oh, yeah, like a baby,
yes,
right?
Like a little baby.
In a little papoose.
Right. Anyway.
I don't think so.
So we're walking around. I see this guy. Hey, Frank. And I look over, I'm like, okay, first of all, he has a New York accent, so already I'm not trusting it.
What?
No, listen, I normally...
I would trust the New
I
York...
I normally feel very, very set, like, at ease.
Mm-hmm.
But that was very unnerving to hear a New York accent
in
yelling
downtown
Frank
Trenton.
In downtown Trenton. It just didn't fit, so I was a bit taken
back. Well, get ready for it, because all those New Yorkers are going to be fleeing
New
York.
They are, I know.
And they're going to come to Trenton.
They're coming here.
That's
you hear
right.
that, Trenton? You think we're bad. You're
yeah.
going to long for the days of the Sassos.
Now you're going to get all of our friends.
Right. Now you get our friends now in your face. How do you like that? All right. So this guy goes, hey, Frank. I walk over to his little table. A cute little table with a bunch of pamphlets.
Cute,
you know.
Cute table.
It was very cute. And I said, oh, so how you doing? And I'm like, I don't know what to say to this guy. I don't know this guy.
Okay. Oh, and you don't know what to say to strangers.
I don't know what to say to strangers.
No.
I hate talking to strangers.
I know. Right.
And
sure.
He goes, oh, I'm Jody. I have my own bank. I print my own money. I'm like, oh, really? I said, can I take a brochure? Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think he said
so,
that.
And then that was it. And mm-hmm. then I get a, I think I got an email mm-hmm. or something. I got something's kind of communication.
Communication.
Saying, hey, I want to come on your show. How do I come on your show? Is there a charge?
A charge.
I'm like, it's $500
oh, no.
to apply.
No.
You don't get that money back if we say no. That's the expense.
Yeah, you apply for $500. Yeah,
you apply
right,
for the $500.
Right.
So,
sure.
And so I said, you know what? I'm going to.
Sure.
Excuse me. No talking. Again. Now he wants to.
Complaining
now he
that
can't
he wasn't
shut up.
Talking. Now
he's like worse than Mike from the Lobby Club. You hear that,
he's
Mike?
He's not worse than Mike. Mike
so
is the worst.
Mike was the worst.
Yes, go ahead.
So I will say that. So I said, listen, I'll waive the $500 this first time.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, you know, I got to raise the price. He said, I'll do it. No problem. We went. We met at Slam and Brew at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful.
Yes.
And then I got in his car. You got to see this car. This guy
I goes. Know. It's a nice Lincoln.
Holy smokes.
SUV.
It's like a 63-inch television screen he has there in his.
Get out of here.
It's basically his windshield. It was a TV screen telling us where to go. I said, dude, you're from New York. You need a backup camera? What's the matter with you? That's what bumpers are for. You bump, you move. You know, you went too far.
Oh. So anyway, just to make sure everyone knows, we do not charge to come on the show.
I would
right?
love to, though.
No, I forbid it.
Look, I could dream, can't I?
Yes, you can, but
okay.
I forbid it.
Right, she forbids
this
it.
Is a free show. Anybody who has something that you want to promote
right.
in Trenton, around Trenton, about Trenton, you are welcome.
But how do you make any money?
Don't worry about it, Podcastia. We got it handled. Speaking of Podcastia, we're
at
not
least we're not laundering money, right?
Not yet.
No, we're not. Well, not like some people we know.
Yeah.
Hint.
Who could that be? Yeah, we're not joking either.
Go ahead.
I'll point to the guilty party and whistle. I just pointed in his vicinity. Okay.
Not Jody's.
No, not Jody's vicinity.
No.
Not yet. Because he prints his own money.
Right.
He doesn't like, you know.
Of course, right.
Yeah.
He doesn't mess with that
he
dirty
money. He
doesn't
spend money. It. He just prints
his,
it.
His money's nice and clean to
yes,
start.
It's immaculate. You can eat off of a dough for dollar bills.
Okay, go ahead.
That's right, Podcasty. He's with us in the studio right now. Mr. Jody Scarpinato is with us live in the
Yay!
Flesh. And they're very excited. They're so excited when
I know.
We have a guest in here. You hear what I'm saying?
They really like that last name. Scarpinato.
They love that.
Scarpinato.
And then they quiet down.
I know. They're very obedient.
As Terry West would say, the clap sign went off.
Yes, yes.
So, hi, Jody.
How you doing?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Great.
I got one question for you.
Shoot.
What borough are you from?
Long Island.
Long Island.
It's not really a borough.
Yeah. Right, not really a borough.
It's not a borough. I worry about
There's
it.
Only five boroughs.
It's Long right. Island.
Long
you know,
Island.
Do you know what the five boroughs are?
Manhattan.
Yeah.
Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Staten Island.
Okay, you're wrong on one of them.
What?
Which one?
It's the Bronx, not Bronx.
That's
the
right.
Bronx.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
The Bronx.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, we're dealing with a... Are you anywhere near Shirley or Suffolk
no.
County, Nassau County?
That's far out.
No, West Islip.
West Islip?
Yeah. By Robert Moses Beach.
Oh, that's where I used to go.
There.
So what county is that?
That's Suffolk. Western
that's
Suffolk.
That's the closer one.
It's Suffolk.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Why it's considered Western, because it's close to Nassau.
I always used to go to...
Because it goes back Hamptons. I mean, you could
yeah,
go 2 hours.
Shirley's down by... That's like near Riverhead and all
exactly.
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like an hour and a half, 2 hours for me.
What's the tip called? It's begins with an
I. Well, you have two.
You know, we have the North Fork, which is
and
what?
The South Fork. The North Fork is Greenport.
The very tip.
It's Greenport.
I thought it was something point. Orient Point.
Orient Point, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's north.
And then Hamptons is the south.
Hamptons is south.
It's the tail of the fish. The
Montauk. Isn't Montauk further?
Oh, you know
Hamptons?
What? No, it is Montauk. He's right.
Oh, yeah, Hamptons it, is
Hamptons
not.
Is
Hamptons
not.
Is not.
No, right, Montauk. Hampton, right. Southampton and then Montauk.
Right, Montauk. Wow.
Look at him schooling us
it's
on,
been
the,
a while.
On Long Island stuff. We I don't can't. Really know Long Island.
I haven't been out on Long Island, like out there, yeah. in a, like, I'm thinking like 30 years.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
It's peaceful in parts.
Yeah. I'm sure it's getting built up, though, right?
Parts of it is, yeah, for sure.
He still has that accent.
Of course he does.
Yeah, he still has it.
A little bit.
Yeah. Right, here we go. We're going to start the show now.
Why Trenton?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately 3 years ago, I started to invest in Trenton in the real estate market. And then 2 years ago, with 1 year, 1 year after that, there was a building on North Olden Avenue that became for sale. I bought that building. I renovated it and opened up Trenton's only mortgage banker, East Coast Capital.
Really?
And that's when I decided to move, because once I opened that, you know, being 2 hours away is not really conducive to doing any kind of investing or business in Trenton.
Right, right.
So then we moved to Mercer County 2 years ago, and I've been here and have the bank opened ever since.
So you were on Long Island when you invested in Trenton?
I was investing for about a year from Long Island.
Why Trenton? How did you know to invest in another
question.
State?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember exactly why. I know there are some of my friends that were mentioning it, but they were doing other stuff in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And then I came a couple of times and saw the area, and there was just something that I knew, and I could just tell that it was building up.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, you know, from 3 years till now, you know, things have progressed incredibly.
Yes.
And now with the bank, I mean, being right in the heart on North Olden Avenue, right by the Paul Robeson School, I mean, I'm right in the middle, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that goes to Ewing, Hamilton, Trenton, anywhere.
It's like a crosswalks there, right?
Exactly.
You can,
I mean, literally, it's 3 mile an hour traffic all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the viewers probably have seen it. You know, it's a mortgage building.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, you know, I'm generally having seminars and whatnot.
Oh, interesting.
Most of the people have some kind of recollection of the building.
Okay.
So you have seminars in the building for people to just take advantage of?
I had one 2 weeks ago at the Mount Zion Church.
Right.
And we had another one. Capital Health had one. I forget the building in Trenton. Mm-hmm. I've yet to have one inside. The parking's not great.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have a parking lot next so we could fit 4 or 5 cars.
Right.
Which is great because you generally don't have 5 people coming in at one time.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
But if I was going to do a seminar and have 50 people, I mean, the North Olden Avenue would not be happy.
Yeah. Mm. What about if you did it, like, would you usually do it during the week or on a weekend?
So the last one we did, I believe, was on a Saturday. You know, there are venues. Like I said, I'm always seeking. I speak to several council people about trying to get some upcoming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I get all sorts of messages. Last year we did some of the Puerto Rican, they had a Puerto Rican festival.
Mm-hmm.
Where they had the parade, and we were in the field there.
Mm-hmm.
So we were doing the first Fridays before that stopped. So I'm always looking for different venues.
Mm-hmm.
But the educational stuff, to let people know about the grants and the wonderful amount of free money, literally, that the Trenton area affords.
Interesting. I'd like to hear about that myself.
So free money for Trentonians?
For Trentonians.
How is this not known about? Why is it such a mystery? I'm always shocked when I hear about stuff like this.
I don't know. I know money's out there. There's a lot of money to be had. It's just like negotiating how to get it.
Trying to navigate through.
Yeah, right.
So who can get it?
Yeah.
And it's very simple. That's the crazy thing.
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey, the NJHMFA, offers $15,000 right off the bat. And there's a bunch of Bergen, Essex, Hudson, Hunterdon, Mercer, Middlesex, Monmouth, Morris, Ocean, Passaic, Somerset, and Union. Those counties get $15,000 if you buy in that county, anywhere in the county.
You don't have to be a first-time buyer?
You have to be a first-time
buyer. First-time buyer, okay. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Which by definition is you can't have owned a home for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
So if you sold your house 4 years ago, you're considered a first-time home buyer. You can do it again.
But you can't own a house.
Can't own a house.
Buy another house.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Can you buy a house if your house was foreclosed on 4 years prior?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because the traditional guidelines, now you're talking about mortgage guidelines more than the city grant guidelines.
Okay.
So to get an FHA loan, you have to be 3 years removed from a foreclosure.
Okay.
And then you're good to go.
Oh, I see.
2 years from a bankruptcy.
Awesome.
So either one of those credit events are gone. Now you're back in the game.
Wow.
Because most of them abide by our guidelines. Mm-hmm. So they tell us that we underwrite all the files ourselves. Mm-hmm. The city does have a debt ratio. I don't want to get too crazy. Mm-hmm. All mortgage lenders have a debt ratio where you compare your debt to your income. Mm-hmm. That's how we set all the guidelines for any kind of mortgage.
Okay.
New Jersey requires you only to use 47% of your gross income on a monthly basis to qualify.
Okay.
But FHA allows you 57%. Mm-hmm. So if you don't need grant money, you have more buying power just because you're not going to the state for additional funds.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's the difference. Mm-hmm. But back to the amounts.
Yes,
in those counties I mentioned, that's 15,000.
And Mercer's in there, right?
Mercer's in there, correct. Mm-hmm. If I didn't mention the county, you get 10.
Okay.
So some of the, like Willenboro, I believe, down there in Burlington is 10. Some of the other, you know, I have the list. You know, people can contact me. But on top of that, whether it's the 10 or the 15, you're enabled for another 7,000 if you're a first-generation homeowner.
Oh,
and that means your parents have not owned a home for the last 3 years. For the most part, you can get either 17 or 22.
From that program?
Well, I'm actually adding the two
together.
Oh,
you're adding the two.
So it'll be 15 from the state.
Gotcha.
And the state will give you another 7 if you're a first-generation.
Okay.
That's 22.
Right. That's 22. So now you put on top of that Capital Health.
Okay.
Right. Capital Health, just for the Trenton Neighborhood Initiative, offers up to $20,000 if you're buying in Trenton.
So that's where the 42 comes
42
in.
42 comes in from there.
My next question was, isn't there something with 42,000?
And that's correct.
That's amazing.
And anywhere in Trenton.
What's the criteria for that?
That is even easier. That's the great thing about that. So some people, if you don't qualify for this, they don't have a debt ratio requirement. So if we'll go up to 57, let's say, on a debt ratio, where the state will only do 47, Capital Health says if you're going to lend and you're going to close the loan, we're going to give the money. The only thing that both programs care about is income. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, you can make too much income.
Okay.
That sometimes is a problem where a family of one for Capital Health is $88,000.
Okay.
But if you have kids, that grows the family. So if you have a family of three, it's 113. If you have more
kids, that's the cap. Like you can't make any more than that.
You have to be under that.
But you would think that the more money you make, the easier that would be to get that.
Right, because then
that
way
they're
getting.
They're not trying to give you free money if you're making $175,000 a year.
No, but it's like a way of knowing that they're going to get their money back.
They're not getting them. It's a grant, right?
They're not getting their money back.
It's free money. You don't have to pay it back.
So that's a great question. So with the New Jersey, it's 5 years.
Okay.
Live in the house for 5 years.
Right.
Don't sell it for 5 years.
Right.
It disappears.
Can you rent it?
No. Mm. Remember, you have the first thing, live in the house.
You have to live there for
And Capital Health is 10 years.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
So now you can sell. Like, let's say you sell. You just have to pay the money back. So if you gained $100,000 in equity and you want to sell, I mean, if you got the whole 42, it's a chunk.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you didn't, if you got 22 and you're making 100, maybe you just pay it back.
Right. And it's not with interest or anything, right?
No. No interest.
Oh, so there's no interest.
No interest, no payments, no nothing.
Wow.
That is amazing. And the idea is to give people a leg up who aren't making the big money. Like you're making, you know, but you want to invest in something.
Yeah.
And there's also another qualification. You can't have more than 25% of the purchase price to get the New Jersey grant. So if you're buying a house for $200,000, if you have more than $50,000 in the bank, you don't qualify.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
And they are like forensic accountants. When we hand them the bank statement, if they see a 10-cent deposit from a Cash App, I need 2 months of that Cash App account.
Mm-hmm.
Any transfers, anything, anywhere, that's the number one holdup when we submit to the state.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are their only two guidelines. They want to know everything that looks like income.
Okay.
Maybe you see Uber receipt up. You're working at Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's opened another can of worms because maybe I didn't know and maybe they saw that on a bank statement.
All right.
Right. So they're constant.
All they care about is income and money.
Gotcha.
Those two things are the only thing.
This
Capital
is
Health is
amazing.
Capital Health is not so much about the assets, but the income guidelines.
So it's a good way of keeping people accountable who are just starting out.
Right.
Who might be, you know, they might be hustling here and there, but at least they're, you know, it keeps them accountable. I think that's good.
And the other thing, too, is it brings people into the city with a vested interest.
Right.
Why? Because they have to live here for at least 5 or 10 years. Yep. And when you have a vested interest like that, that means you're, if you have kids, your kids have to go to school here.
Right, right.
Then you want to see improvement in the school systems. Sure. You want to see improvement in the government. You
That's true. See, and a lot of people ask me questions about that. Do I have to stay? Can I rent? Can I move?
Right.
The funny thing is, or the great thing is, anybody that buys a house in Trenton, and I have done tons of them, comes up with no money. No money. You get your down payment back up to $3,000. So I always tell people, when you're putting an earnest money deposit on contract, a good faith deposit, don't put any more than $3,000 because you'll get that back. You will literally come with zero money out of your pocket. You'll get your $3,000 back. If you put $10,000 down on contract, that other $7,000 will go as a principal reduction.
Okay. Right.
So you won't get it back.
You won't get it back.
But it goes towards principal.
It goes towards principal. Right. And you're not losing it. It's just going to,
So well, that's good. Capital Health will give you 10 guaranteed and 20 if you need it. So a lot of times I may be qualifying somebody planning on using the 20 where FHA requires a 3.5% down payment. I may bump it to 10% knowing that Capital Health will give that extra 10 to force Capital Health to give the 20. Because if we tell them they don't qualify without the 20, they get the 20,000 up to the 42.
Wow. Wow.
So there's a lot of ways where I can help people qualify for more buying power by utilizing all these grants. And there's nothing else to it. There's no hidden thing, but a lot of people in Trenton, they don't believe they can do it.
Right.
They don't believe they're qualifying. They don't see how they're going to get approved. But it's funny, when I have these seminars, I get another trickle in during the following week or two where people are coming with their documents because I told them to come in. You only need a 620 credit score. I don't think I mentioned that, which is not an earth-shattering credit score. You know, usually I can help people if they're 580, 570. There's ways to get it to 620.
Right.
It's not like you need a 700 or some kind of crazy credit score. You don't.
Wow. So just for me personally, I'm like hearing all these numbers and this information, it's like, oh, I'm starting to get a little overwhelmed. So that's where you come in. You kind of help walk people through this process, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, they can call me.
Let's say people don't know you. Let's say you were never on this show. People wouldn't know to do this. Like, they wouldn't know where to even start, I would think, because there's no other mortgage banker in Trenton. Well, there's no mortgage bank in Trenton.
There's no brick and mortar.
There's no brick and mortar mortgage bank.
Right, other than like a federally chartered TD Bank or something big like that.
No, but specifically mortgages.
There's no other one.
Except you.
No other brick and mortar that I know of.
Wow.
Yeah. How do you find out about it? Yes, you have to want to go look.
But then why would they even would they even know to think about this? They wouldn't even know it existed.
It would take a certain kind of person, and I know I'm not that person, where I would go digging to find this, and then to walk through all these steps and read the fine lines and know what exactly I have to bring. I'm already like, I can't do it. I'm like those people, like, I can't do it.
I have a client today that I could tell they were getting overwhelmed because when you're doing Capital Health, Capital Health approves you right alongside when I'm trying to approve you for the mortgage. So Capital Health has you doing a first-time homebuyers class, and then the state has you doing another first-time homebuyers class, and then I have my initial disclosures. And then Capital Health is asking you for tax returns. And so it could get overwhelming
sure. Right. But it's nice to have someone who is in the business, who knows and is on your side to kind of like say, okay, this is what you need. You need to go and get this. You need to go and get this. Rather than like, oh, I got to go online and look at, I don't even know what I'm looking for. Right.
And you can walk into my office. It's 1009 North Olden Avenue. Literally no appointment needed. Just walk right in.
Okay.
Or call my cell phone, 609-357-8726, anytime you want.
Awesome. So you get some heavy foot traffic.
I do.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially now that it's in the warmer months. It's it's every day.
Yeah. People are looking.
And another avenue is a lot of the realtors know about these programs. Because remember, realtors, they work with buyers and buyers and buyers.
Sure.
And they've had a buyer that's utilized the grant.
Right.
So if most of the realtors have seen the grant once or twice, so they're a big part of letting their buyers know. Because they may get a buyer that I haven't seen yet. Like a lot of the realtors in the area will bring me buyers to pre-approve them. And they'll come to me and say, so-and-so, the realtor, let me know about a lot of grants. They told me to ask you about it. So that's one of the big ways, big ways that people, the buyers, because a lot of the people go to the realtor they know.
Right, right.
Hey, so-and-so, you know, I'm looking to buy a house, you know, and then they'll say,
how much money, you know, they may question them about their assets. Well, I don't really have any. Well, go to Jody. You know, he has a ton of options for Trenton and Mercer.
That's great.
He may be able to help you. And that's generally how it's done.
So this is very hopeful. But
yeah, no, it is very helpful. So when you first bought your first house, did you have any kind of help like this? And where was it, New York or New Jersey?
When I bought my first house in New York, I remember it's funny, like 25 years ago.
All right.
I lost my job on the day of the closing.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great, great.
And you're still closed.
I didn't tell anybody. Yeah, I closed.
Oh, of course. No, of course.
I'm going to say that. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I have a month to figure this thing out.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it was funny because in 2005-ish, give or take a few years on both sides, you could buy a house with a letter from your accountant. I don't know if you remember back then.
No,
we were doing 106% financing.
In 2005?
Wow. Yeah, with no proof of income.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. 100,
you don't have to show all proof your clothes, of funds.
You
nothing.
Got a letter from your accountant that says you make X amount of money.
Wow. People never heard that.
You can verbally tell me you were director of operations making 100 grand and I could use it.
Wow.
So we were a well-oiled machine back in the day.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, that's where I had
my lucky
break. Now
everything's like digitally forensics.
Yeah, now that's when, you know, back then you didn't need, there was no appraisal management company. We don't order, we go through a management company and they have their own roster of appraisers. We don't even talk to them.
The whole rigmarole.
Because they used to, back in the day when they had the debacle,
right.
Hey, Mr. Appraiser, why don't you appraise it for 800? It's worth 300 and we'll split the difference.
Mm.
And then the straw buyer doesn't pay.
Right, right.
That's why we had the huge meltdown.
I love that you lost your job the day of the closing.
Yeah.
Why'd they fire you? They fired you?
I was doing mortgages.
How'd you lose your job?
I switched banks. You know, it's almost like a realtor. Oh. But I wasn't currently associated with any bank.
Oh, I
at
see.
The time.
Okay. All right. I got you.
What got you interested in real estate? Was this always a passion back?
No.
No, okay.
Would you really want to do it, like, as a kid?
It's funny because when I first started, you know, I used to drive a tractor trailer for Coca-Cola.
I thought you were telling
me.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that for a long time. And then I was living with a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
And I was watching them make money doing mortgages. That's literally how it happened. Mm. I think at the time I was working at a stockbroking firm, you know.
Was this pre-internet?
Not when I was doing the mortgages. No, not when I first started, no.
No, when you saw these guys making money doing mortgages, what does that look like?
So I'm in the house and just hearing them talk. You know, they're just working at mortgage companies, just making a lot of money. Yeah, I mean, when you're young, you know, 20, 30 years old.
Mm-hmm. Like, what are you
no
doing?
No direction.
Exactly.
I have a college degree.
Show me what you're doing. Right, I'll learn.
I have a degree in accounting, and here I am in a house not sure what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see people make money, you tend to gravitate towards it.
Sure, absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then the mortgages started to just go crazy for 5 years straight, and that's when I got it into real estate in Long Island and Brooklyn and Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just thinking about trying to make residual income,
right.
You know, on a regular basis without working.
Yeah.
I only started buying real estate 3 years ago.
Wow.
Before that, I owned nothing.
You, man. Wow. And you're like an expert.
That's like
now.
Us, too.
It is like us.
It is like us,
it is
too.
Totally
3 years
like
ago.
Because I said to myself, even though mortgages I'm doing well, it's not going to last forever. And then what happens? The pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Where I didn't write a mortgage for 12 months.
Wow.
And that's when I started buying real estate the year before. So it's just everything worked out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Were you affected by rents during the pandemic? Like, because I know we have another friend.
I didn't have a lot.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have much real estate really during the pandemic.
Okay. Because he had rental properties and they totally reneged on their rental,
I
think is horrifically horrible.
Oh, man.
That is so unfair.
And the government backed them, too.
That is
terrible.
That's
the thing.
Terrible.
The people that genuinely were in trouble, I get
it. Yes.
You know, you lost your job. I get it.
Right. Right.
You know, but there were some people that jumped
they
on the bandwagon.
They just jumped on it, right. And then totally they forget that the landlord
the
has to pay.
What about the unemployment? People were collecting that for 18 months after everything.
Right, you couldn't pay your rent?
People didn't want to go back to work. I
had
people saying, I'm not going to go. I'm collecting unemployment for the next 9 months, and then I'm going back to work.
Right. Yeah, I call bullshit.
Yeah, it is bullshit. It
that
really
was,
is.
That was ridiculous. That was so unfair to landlords.
Yeah.
Yes, there are people who were struggling. I get it, and they needed help.
Yeah.
But just like every other system, they're the leeches. Landlords still have to pay the bills. They have to pay their mortgages, and they have to pay their work people. And they have.
But no tenant really thinks of that, and I get it in their defense.
No, of
they think
not.
All the landlords are just rolling in the dough
right.
and have no expenses,
right.
And that's just not real.
Yeah. Like the slumlord.
Yeah, slumlord racist
millionaire. Like us, we're slumlord millionaires.
We're slumlord racist millionaires, exactly right. That's what we are.
That's what we were
that's
called.
That's the word on the street.
By one of our tenants,
really?
Who is now gone.
Yeah, and that was actually one of our episodes called Slumlord Racist Millionaire with Angeline Dean, whose new book is coming out soon. And by the way, the word landlord, very offensive term today. Can't say that.
I'm saying
and
it.
You know, here's the news podcast. Yeah, if you're offended by that word landlord, don't listen to the show anymore.
Yes.
Because yes. it's property owner. No, it's landlord. I'm the lord of this land.
I'm the lord. I don't have any serfs working for me.
No serfs. No, we're serf free. So, Jody, where do you see this business of yours going?
Like I said, I moved to Mercer County because I had a lot of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, on Long Island, I never felt any kind of sense of community at all. I mean, mm-hmm. literally nothing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
Nobody was trying to go up anywhere. Everybody was where they wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And when you come to this city, it's totally different. I mean, I've met a lot of people in the government and outside of the government, but there's such a sense of community. But if you're not here, you don't know it.
Right.
And that was the most amazing thing for me. Like, I'm part of a community that I've never been a part of, even though I'm not immersed totally in it. I come to work every day in Trenton. Mm-hmm. Every day I'm at the office.
Mm-hmm. And we were saying this before, that it's such a small town. Like, just standing outside of Slam and Brew, it's like we see Reggie, you see Vic, you see just the people you know by face. Hello.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's just a really small town. And when you are invested in the community, the mm-hmm. community really will support you. It's just like businesses that opened anywhere in the city, the community wants you to succeed.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so
absolutely.
And the greatest thing about me is, and East Coast Capital, is you don't pay any money. If you don't get a mortgage, you mm-hmm. don't owe me anything for, mm-hmm. you could sit with me 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
There's no funds that are collected. And another good thing about this, a lot of people may or may not know, the rate is fixed by New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to get, you know, whatever the state is, every day they publish the rate. I don't think it's publicly. I get an email telling me what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually 0.5% lower than the market. And there's also no fees. I mean, mm-hmm. New Jersey caps us at, I think, a $1,200 fee for all the work that we do. They pay us out of their own pocket. But it's
interesting.
It's very, yeah, it's not. Mm-hmm. The buyers are really not paying any of the closing costs because they're getting all these grant money anyway. But I just figured I'd let them know. A lot of people think, well, I want to go to TD Bank to get the grant. Same rate, same fees.
Right.
Same
right.
everything. So TD Bank, you can't call on a Sunday for the most part.
Call you on a Sunday?
Every day.
Awesome.
My cell phone number is literally on the awning in front of the building.
Okay.
Here's what I like about this guy. I'm sitting with him at Slam & Brew,
mm-hmm.
like maybe 18 inches away from each other because it was a small high top table. Mm-hmm. I could tell by looking at him in his eyes, he genuinely cares.
Mm-hmm.
But I could also tell there's that side that'll just smack you. Like, I just totally, maybe it's a New York thing.
That's a New York side. That's a New York side. But I was going to say something about that.
That's what it is.
Is working in Trenton now, you've been here in your building how long?
I bought it probably 2 years ago, coming November.
All right. So what's your feelings about working with the community and the people that walk in and the people that you've helped to maybe realize a part of their dream?
It's really not that hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, the good thing is real estate in Trenton, even though it's increased, it's still not that high where it's unattainable. I'm doing purchases now, 175. For a 175, if I'm just going to guess off the top of my head, maybe you need to make 50 grand.
But how does it make you feel as being a part of an integral part of a community where you're helping people?
I get reminded every day. Even a person walked in today before I actually had to cut a little short because I was coming here with all their documents from a realtor. Perfect example. So-and-so said to come and speak to you about the grants. Even the people that I have to let them know that for one reason or another, they don't qualify. At least they have the knowledge and they'll walk out saying, at least I know. Because 90% of the people don't know. They just don't know because if your parents never owned a mortgage, what makes you think you're going to have one, right? Unless you're thinking outside of the box. Well, you come to one of my seminars and you hear it from my mouth. It's not that unattainable. You don't need any money. You know, some of the houses you can even make 40,000 and probably qualify. It's not that unattainable.
Right.
620 score, make 40 grand and come in and check it out.
Right.
So
better to know and find out. If the worst thing that can happen is nothing.
Well, you get the knowledge.
Right. And then you'll know.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The worst thing that can happen is you get knowledge. That's the best thing.
Right. You know for sure one way or another.
Absolutely.
Right.
Hey, Jody, would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Sure. Trenton Waves
Plugs. Hey, podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media platforms. I almost said outlets, including but not limited to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, X, and TikTok. I don't have any more information yet so far about TikTok, but something's a brewing. Remember, people, November 5th, 2024, if you live in the South Ward of Trenton, New Jersey, you want to vote for Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg. That's right, Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg for South Ward Councilwoman. Done.
Right, and it might seem like you just voted last year. And
that's because you did.
Because you did. But it's because it's the staggered voting now. So that it's not the whole council being voted for. It's like part council. But it works out better. This way, not everyone's leaving and everyone's coming, or some people come. It's a better, more efficient way of doing it.
And any Latino people, when you call Jenna, she will get back to you, so you don't have to be afraid of not being Latino enough.
What does that mean?
Oh, that was said.
Yeah. Really?
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he's not Latino enough. That's what I think.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know.
That's it's ridiculous.
It's because he said it. That's why it makes no sense.
Okay.
Okay, what do you got?
I have a few updates here.
Is this the Ingram list?
Yes, it is.
Ray Ingram.
Calling all local artists, help us design our logo for 120 East State Arts and Cultural Community Hub. Okay, submissions are open now and due before April 30th. I'm not going to give you all that information, but look that up. 120 East State.
I like that.
Hub.
I'm not going to give you
the information. I don't really have a lot of information. You can do it any ages. There's a lot of age groups. There's three age groups. I think there's cash prizes. Okay. Isles blooming up the block. Apply now. Isles has a ceramic planter for donations to the first 10 residents who want them. So you get planters, you get soil, and you get plants all for free. Contact Gulu at gbrewer@isles.org.
Who do you have to contact?
gbrewer@isles.
I lost you after GB. I lost you.
It's okay. Is just this scroll back. Name? Yes. At isles.org.
Scroll back.
And on that note, I just want to say, now the weather's getting nice. Yeah. If you live in a house, I don't care if you rent or you own, I'm commanding you to go and buy a broom.
This is a command.
Buy a broom and one of those little spatula things that you pick up stuff.
A dustpan.
Go outside your house, pick up the garbage. Don't have to do your neighbors, because if your neighbor does it, then everyone's doing it, right? Sweep the gutters, sweep in front of your property, pick up the papers and the bottles and whatever else, and make your neighborhood beautiful. Find some flowers, put them in a pot, and make your neighborhood beautiful.
Here's something.
Let me tell you something else.
Here we go.
It will make you feel better.
Yeah.
You will actually physically feel better when you come home and see a beautiful place and that you had a hand in it.
I just have one request.
What?
If you're going to go out and sweep your porch and everything, your square, don't do it in your pajamas.
I don't care if you do it naked.
Put on a pair of pants. No, I don't want to see a bunch of people naked sweeping in the nude.
Listen, I'd rather you be sweeping than worrying about what you're...
What, in the nude?
No, I don't. All right,
if
not in
the
nude.
If you saw a naked man, seriously, we drive down Lamington Street, you see a naked man, but he's sweeping. Or he's painting and he's doing a beautiful job. You're not going to care? Seriously, I really
care.
Want you to picture.
All right, forget
like,
the naked
dude,
part.
You can't be naked. I'm sorry, you're doing a great job.
If you
want
to be in your pajamas,
you got to put on some clothes.
I don't have a problem with it. I'd rather see you sweeping and beautifying your
I have a problem with
your
it.
House. And Franklin can
and
get
and if
over.
I see you, I'm going to say something to you.
He's not, because I'll be with him.
I would like to match something with Isles. They're giving away 10 free planters. Trenton Ways will give away 10 free brooms.
No, we're going to double it. What? We're going to give away 20 free brooms.
We're giving away 20 free brooms. Okay.
And the spatula.
I was just going to say, no dustpan.
Yes, yes.
Sweep it into the street,
at
least.
No. You sweep it into the garbage. You know how beautiful a street looks when the gutters, like the curb, is clean?
Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
All right.
10 free brooms, 10 free dustpans.
You just said 20.
Sorry. 10 and 10.
Wait, 20? What now? You can say 5 and 15.
No, 20 free brooms, 20 free dustpans.
Okay.
Where do they get them? How do they pick them up?
If you give me a second, Podcastia is going to know now.
Okay.
So Podcastia, here's what you do. You send us an email saying you would like a free dustpan and broom. You have to live in Trenton. I don't care. If you live in Ewing, you're on your own. Go to Dollar General and get your own dustpan and broom. If you live in Trenton, you can prove you live in Trenton. Want to see your driver's license or utility bill, something like that, something with your address. We will give you this broom and dustpan. You have to come to the studio to pick it up. But you have to email us. Email us first at newpodcity@gmail.com, and you can claim your free broom. The first 20 people get it.
Yes, and we're going to call it Trenton Clean Sweep.
Right.
Spring plant and seed distribution. So contact Isles, Garden Support Network, and get your seeds. Okay, at Skillet, we have Shop Trenton Saturdays, Saturday, April 13th, 8:30 a.m., Skillet 113, hey, that's my birthday, South Warren Street, hosted by Council President Crystal Feliciano. Caesar's Italian Restaurant, Shop Trenton Saturdays, Saturday, April 13th at Caesar's, 120 Laylor Street, hosted by our girl, Council Vice President Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg.
Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg.
April 20th, 2024, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., the Station Tapas and Bar, located at 14 South Warren Street in Trenton, New Jersey. It's the Public Safety Appreciation Day. It's a day to show appreciation to those who keep our community safe, such as the firemen and EMTs and police. And
we love them.
Things of those. And jobs of those nature. So
yes, the people that put their lives on the line every day to keep you safe and protected.
3 to 10. And don't forget, go to the Capitol Philharmonic's website for April 20th for the George and Thiel Ballet Mécanique.
Yes, this man is a Trentonian.
Yes, he is.
And wrote a famous, famous piece of music.
Right. So if you want to know how to get tickets, Google Capitol Philharmonic in Trenton, New Jersey. It'll pop up, click it, hit buy tickets. They're $40. Listen, they're $40. You can scrounge up $40 from somebody.
And it's first come, first serve. So there's no assigned seats.
Right.
So be there. We'll be there.
Right.
Come and say hello.
Jody, how can people find you? How can people see you? How can people meet you? How can they go online to visit all things East Coast Capitol?
1009 North Alden Avenue. Or they can call me at 609-357-8726. That's my cell. Visit us online at www.eastcoastcap.com.
I have one more question. From your perspective, when you think of Trenton, what does your dream Trenton look like?
I actually think, and I'm also part of the redevelopment zone, taking part in redeveloping many properties in that zone. And even in the past few years, I mean, you could just look around. There's a lot of investors, but that's also helped beautifying the city. I think it's a great place for investing. I think it's becoming a better place to live. And I'm witnessing it firsthand. Mm-hmm. You know, that's pretty much what I do, is get more and more people to buy in the city of Trenton.
And I like what you said before. You said that when you actually are here, you experience what we're trying to tell people Trenton is all about. Don't listen to the news. And yeah, of course, there's crime in every city. But Trenton has something special here. Would you agree?
The sense of community.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that does it for yet another episode. Another episode.
Wow.
We're closing in on 200 episodes. We got to
do something. A party.
Start thinking about something you want to do, because I'm not going to leave it up to me, because I'm not going to know what to do.
I know.
You're good at this stuff.
I'll do it.
And nothing crazy. Just in the
relax.
Just saying, because I know what you're going to do.
It'll be wonderful.
It'll be overboard, I know. Yes. We got to meet in the middle somewhere.
All right.
But that's what I love about you. You're a dreamer, and I'm the process guy. Yeah, like I said, that does it for yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
In the heart of Trenton, where the spirit's always high, there's a hero rising, reaching for the sky. Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg is the name you ought to know, bringing change to the South Ward. Only watch her as she grows. She's the first Latina councilwoman. Hear her story unfurl for the people of the South Ward. Jenna is a guiding bird.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.